First case I want to talk about is in the area of state preemption of local regulation or restrictions on local regulations. The issue here was whether or not the city of Houston or any other city in the state, for that matter, had the right to regulate things that affected air quality. The leading case is the Southern Crushed Concrete case. It arose out of one of these concrete crushing things. You've seen them around town, I'm sure. This is not the exact one in the case. This is just another one, but they typically have these big piles of rubble. They have crushers. They're loud. They're dusty. They're not good neighbors, and the city had setback and spacing requirements challenged by the Southern Crushed Concrete Company as being preempted by state law. And the holding was that the city could not make unlawful that which the state had allowed. So it's just a total preemption of the city's ordinance in that case. Now, this is not an isolated case. There are other cases on water regulations, solid waste regulations, plastic bags. There's even an attorney general's opinion on LP gas. And there's some other cases that we'll see at the end of this talk. It's a general trend. This is something that I can see all over the place. And it's not just the courts. It's also the executive branch. Our governor, in the last two sessions of the legislature, has been calling for broad-based preemptions of local regulations, and we see attorney general opinions as well. And this, there's an image of our governor when he was talking about a broad law to just kind of apply across the board, kind of, I guess it was kind of a repeal of the Home Rule Amendment or something that he was talking about. We never really saw that pass, but a bunch of things did pass. In the 2015 session, maybe the mother of all preemption bills was the one that knocked out local regulations of oil and gas activities. Part of them, not completely, but a broad preemption in favor of regulatory control by the state, the Railroad Commission.